irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Jenny Hubby.
Hi, everybody.
Well, we have another special week in the life in our show, and we have a special guest with us this week, and I'm really interested to hear about her work and different techniques she uses in her work with coaching clients, and always good to bring in some scientific instruments into the mix with things. So Jenny, if you'd like to bring on our guest.
I would love to. Well, hi, Bruce. Happy Monday. And today is my husband's birthday, so it's a good day. He's a Gemini, right on the cusp of Gemini. I don't know what that means, but it means something to someone. Anyway, we're excited to have Catherine King on today. And Catherine, thank you for being so flexible. I asked Catherine last week and she's like, what? Wait, what? I'm in San Diego and I'm traveling. And but okay, yes. And so it says a lot about you that not knowing a whole lot about what you were getting yourself into, you're like, yes, I'll do it. It sounds like fun. And so we're really excited to have you. And I met Catherine through the Divine Intelligence Institute when she was going through training and being certified as a Divine Intelligence coach, a spiritual coach. And I am learning so much as I read a little bit about Catherine's background. There's a lot I don't know still about your background. So I'm really excited to hear more about you. And I know that you're also a professional certified coach through International Coach Federation. And that is not an easy designation to receive. And so congrats for that. And then you're also certified as quantum biofeedback stress management specialist. And so what we'd love to hear about is a little bit more about, maybe start off with how you got where you are right now, and then we sort of back up a little bit and talk more about how you integrate the quantum biofeedback into coaching. So talk about kind of what's brought you to this point first, Catherine, and we'll go from there, and welcome.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for having me. And yeah, when you asked the question, I couldn't say no to you. It's hard to say no to you.
Aww.
You're a wonderful, energetic human being. So the opportunity to be able to speak with you this way, I thought would be a lot of fun. So thank you for asking.
Glad you're here. So talk a little bit about what brought you to this point.
So I am a mother of four. And
congrats. My children,
thank you. They're all at that older age. And so as they're, you know, graduating from high school, graduating from college, beginning to drive, you know, I'd begun to find myself with, you know, so much more time on my hands. I had spent the last 12 years in a data center, being a COO for a privately held data center, which that whole business has changed from going from physical servers to virtual servers, and what that means and how everything operates and moves and changes really opened up my mind to technology in a way that honestly I didn't care to know. But it was a job opportunity that gave me some flexibility as well as utilize the skills that I have with people. I have a degree in sociology and African American studies, and I was in a group full of a bunch of highly, highly technical people, very intelligent, but typical techie. If you've ever walked into a space where there's just nothing but technological people working, they all do their thing, head buried into their computer, you know, and they like their silos, and the company was changing. And so I was able to kind of come in not necessarily welcomed, but made the changes that we needed to make as a company to grow, I brought a different perspective that at that time didn't exist in the company. It was small, and it, you know, and we've grown it to millions where it was a very small company to begin with. And so that's been a lot of fun and opened my eyes to technology. And I've always loved physics. I've always loved science. I've always loved medicine. And as I've watched what has happened really in the last 5 years in physics, specifically quantum physics, we've just made incredible strides to the point of an equation that Einstein was trying to solve and said, you know, when we figure this out and how to connect quantum physics with cosmic physics, it'll be something very simple. And he just didn't have the technology to do it. Mm-hmm. And a number of years ago, CERN actually was able to find, you know, the radius of a proton. And oddly enough, that was the piece of information that Einstein was missing. And it really kind of shook the world from a physics standpoint and really changed how we've looked at quantum physics. So fast forward then a couple years from that, and about 2 years ago, I ran into something that has actually been around for a very long period of time called quantum biofeedback. And immediately every fiber of my being was drawn to it. And I spent every waking moment that was not spent being a mom or at work studying it. I bought a device, just completely figuring it out and consuming it. And, you know, it's kind of like a sponge with water. It was a very dry sponge and it was just filling all these crevices in me. And I have met countless people who have been doing this for years and globally, mind you, where outside of the United States and Canada, this device, this technology is used for a plethora of things. And in the United States, we can only legally use it for stress reduction, muscle reactivation, and pain management. And so learning how to utilize the fullness of this technology within that realm has also led to me and my hunger for holistic living, which is something that I've done, you know, my whole life, but saying, you know what, I really want to be accredited. So I'm actually in school as well for that, becoming a certified holistic health practitioner, because there is just so much about our being, about wellness, about wholeness, where if we don't take account of our physical being, no matter what we're doing in a coaching setting for business or even personal growth, we have to take an account of what's going on in our body. So I've just become, you know, I am like a sponge and I'm soaking it all up and I'm loving it because I'm actually finally putting a foundation to all this knowledge that I've just lived by, grown into over the course of the last decade and a half or so, grazing my children. So in the midst of, you know, being enlightened around quantum biofeedback and digging into natural medicine, and coaching has always been something that I've just done. It was funny. One of my twins said, well, it's nice that you're actually going to get paid for something you've always done, Mom.
Aw, that's the best, yeah. Isn't it?
It was such a great affirmation from him just saying, you know, I see you. I get what you're doing, Mom, and I think it's great that you're following this. So so it just seemed so completely right to throw this in because, you know, body, mind, and spirit, it's like this three-legged table. We have to focus on all three. And I really feel that in doing what I'm doing with the modalities that I've been learning trying to master, and I'll tell you, the quantum biofeedback and the coaching thing will take a long time to master because quantum biofeedback is so diverse and so vast, and we're just tapping the iceberg really. And then with coaching, you're talking 7 billion people, and no two are the same. So you know, you can get really good, but to call one a master, I think will definitely take a couple of years, if not more. I know Jane, who's the head of the Gardner Institute and the Divine Intelligence Institute. She's definitely one of the masters, but she's been doing it for decades. So I've got big shoes to fill.
Mm. So let's talk a little bit about biofeedback and then quantum biofeedback so that our listeners, you know, I think most of us kind of know a little bit about it, but just so our listeners understand biofeedback and then adding the quantum piece to it.
Certainly. So biofeedback has been used in modern medicine for a number of years. It's used for primarily when it started, it was used for stress reduction. So people with chronic pain, people with cancer, for one, I mean, that was where I was first exposed to it. But people with chronic pain, people with cancer, people that need to learn how to manage an illness that they have without the use of medicines, or if medicines, you know, are no longer working, it's a device that can be hooked up and they can learn through different modalities to shut down their sympathetic, our fight or flight nervous system, and turn on our parasympathetic, which is our more resting nervous system, where we can tolerate pain better. It doesn't cause negative cascade effect, essentially, within our body. When we have a parasympathetic nervous system, when it is turned on because we're in fight or flight mode, or we have that high intense pain, it increases our cortisol. We don't digest. We're not breathing as well. There are just certain systems in our bodies that shut down. And over time, we live in sympathetic nervous mode versus parasympathetic mode, where we're digesting and we're able to rest and our hormones can be balanced and our bowel flora can be balanced. And so we in this country, we live in such a, oh my gosh, everything has to be done right now. There's this high stress. Mm-hmm. So they have really discovered that biofeedback helps people learn how to reduce their stress. And you get hooked up to a machine where you have wrists, ankle and head bands on, and they monitor your heart rate. They monitor, They monitor the heart rate. They monitor your galvanic skin responses. So are you sweating? Is your breath increasing? Mm-hmm. And in that, they can see it on the screen of what is working and what is not. And so they're being trained to learn how to calm their systems down, because if your body is calm, one, you're able to manage pain better. Two, all of your systems are working better. And three, you set your body up to heal. So when we're in sympathetic nervous system and we're in that heightened mode, our bodies are not able to heal. But when we're able to calm down and our parasympathetic nervous system comes on, we're able to digest food, our hormones are regulated properly, and our bodies can heal themselves. And so that's why biofeedback is so critical in the medical community, and for them accepting it as a modality that works and is something that is actually, many doctors say, you know, find a biofeedback technician. This is something that we really recommend that you do to help you get through this, whatever it is that you might have been given as far as chronic illness, that we don't have a solution for, but this will increase your quality of life. So that's traditional biofeedback.
Okay.
And then quantum biofeedback, if that's what you want me to talk about, or do
yes.
you have other questions?
No, that's good. Keep going.
So quantum biofeedback does all the traditional, where it measures your, it goes from each quadrant of your body. So are you able to relax and reduce the stress throughout your whole body? It does that, but it also is able to look at our bodies at a much deeper level. It is able to look at hormones, and it looks at hormones, it looks at muscles, it looks at all the bodily functions, and it is based on where is there stress in your system. So it literally will look at every single thing and say, where's the stress? It does a test that is based off of SAR codes, which is a traditional homeopathic energy source. So let's say your liver and my liver. Livers all have the same kind of tissue. A liver tissue is liver tissue. And it has the same kind of signature. It's not a frequency, and it's not And it's not just a a waveform, but it's actually a shape based on voltammetric signatures. So that's a I'm trying to figure out a way to describe for your listeners if they don't have any kind of experience with this. And I'm using my hands as I talk, so radio is difficult for me, Jenny. I don't know how you do it.
I still talk with my hands, just no one can see.
I'm talking with my hands, and I usually use my hands to describe it to people. I'm like, they can't see me. And so a voltammetric signature would be voltage, amperage, and resistance. And all of our, so a battery and the way that it always has voltage and amperage. So the amount of power and how the power comes out, as well as resistance, is what, how is your body able to take it? And that actually creates a shape. So your liver and my liver have the same shape, a same SAR code, and they've had this information for a very, very, very long time. The creator of this device went and said, okay, I want to be able to test this electrically, because he has a history of working with NASA high algorithms. He worked at Youngstown State and did a lot of stuff with some of the Ivy League schools long, long time ago. So this information has been out for a long time. And so the beauty of this device is to go and say, okay, is your liver stressed? And it's a way to tell how healthy your liver is. Your liver is going to not be healthy if that voltammetric signature is really far from the norm. So they take tissue samples of all the different body parts, and they do this with animals too. It's been absolutely fascinating. They have just spent an unbelievable amount of time building up this device to be able to work on in a veterinary sense, as well as with humans, to be able to say, where is their stress? And then how can we do then in train with it? So this is the place where in the United States, it can be a very sticky thing, where if you're not doing it based solely for the reduction and the correction, the maintenance of stress, it can be problematic. But if you go down to Mexico, or if you go to any other country, most other countries actually, they're able to go and what is called entrain. So if your liver is supposed to look like, you know, one way, but it really looks different because it's been stressed from, you know, you're eating wrong, you were a drinker, or you just, you know, didn't have a super healthy lifestyle, and you ate a lot of food with chemicals in it, and your liver's stressed, along with homeopathic remedies, they can go, this machine is able to go and entrain your liver and say, hey, you look, you at a quantum level, you look like this, and you're really supposed to look like this. And it tries to get resonance between your liver and the liver signature of what it's supposed to look like, the shape of what it's supposed to be. So that's one of the things that just is absolutely fascinating about quantum biofeedback, is we really have an ability to help train the body to not be stressed at a quantum level. So it's kind of the same thing versus a biofeedback technician going in and walking a person through how to de-stress their body and say, you know, walk them through visualization techniques, breathing techniques, you know, bodily energy techniques and controlling that. This machine has the ability to go and send back an entrainment and saying at a quantum level, which is completely subconscious, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look like this. And will it gain resonance? And that, along with a healthy lifestyle, eating, changing what you're eating, changing how you're dealing with stress in your world, all these things create an environment for de-stress, you know, to be de-stressed so that your body can then heal. And that's the goal. The goal is to be healthy. The goal is to heal the body. You know, food is health. Food is your medicine. And that's been around since, you know, ancient Greek times, is food should be our medicine. And if that's the reason why with this whole technology, I've been so consumed with wanting to become a holistic health practitioner, because that's such a piece. It's not necessarily chemicals that continue to make us better. And there is a place for some pharmaceuticals, but not with everything. So much could be changed if we just changed what we ate, changed how we dealt with our world, changed with the choices that we made with our time management. So much of that stuff that kind of comes out in coaching as well is, what choices are you making? Mm-hmm. So to me, they all flow together when you're looking at complete wholeness, which is wellness, which is mental health, spiritual health, emotional health, you know, which enables you to be the very best creative being that you are. I mean, so.
So what's an example, like give us an example of a client that that has experienced the quantum biofeedback and how, you know, how do you incorporate that into coaching, and then how do you coach them with that information?
Sure. Depending on a session, we will take a different approach depending on what they want to work on. So some people have actually come to me with a greater physical issue, but the spiritual coaching piece is something that they come to me as a spiritual coach. We will use, if their physical issue is more of an issue, so from using an intake questionnaire of saying, mm-hmm. you know, or is finances, is health, you know, we all have seen the intake questionnaires. What space is your highest? And if the health is within the top two or three, we'll definitely incorporate the quantum biofeedback with it. So everybody's different, but with one specific person that I'm thinking of, they came with some health issues, and that was what they really wanted to work on first and foremost. And okay. So we'll go and we'll hook them up, and we'll kind of get a read and see where the stress is in their bodies and talk to them. Your body's your temple, you know, and this is, if you're not taking care of it, you can't do all the things that you're here to do. So let's take care of that. Let's look at each system. And if we do entrainments or not, it completely depends on the person and what level they're doing. Because the thing about the quantum biofeedback that is really very important to understand is that it isn't just a machine doing a work. There has to be intention behind it. So if my intent, it is very much the whole quantum field, where if me as the practitioner, my intention is to work with this individual and to see them whole and to see them healthy. So my intention is, it's essentially a prayer. So that's where the spiritual coaching comes in. My spiritual intention is this, for this individual's person, let's say he came in with a thyroid issue. His thyroid is really what's causing him problems. He'd been diagnosed with Hashimoto's. He can't seem to get healthy. He's really looking for some health guidance, but also understands coming to me, there's just going to be a spiritual aspect to it, mm-hmm. As well as physical. And so in that, I'm coaching him around, you know, daily choices, things that he's doing, and helping him understand, okay, you have this thyroid problem, but usually by the time you get to the thyroid problem, it's because your adrenals have been overtaxed and they're just really tired and saying, okay, I'm going to stop now. And they're just shot. So then your thyroid takes the hit. And then when the thyroid stops working, not working as well, it's the way to fix it is to kind of back and let's go back to the adrenals. And what can we do? What holistic health is out there? Whether it's homeopathy, whether it's herbal, whether it's, you know, aromatherapy, whether it's dietary, what can we do to help your adrenals, as well as the quantum biofeedback in that prayer of saying, hey, adrenal glands, you're supposed to look like this. And we're essentially, me as the practitioner, sending a prayer using the device, but my intention has to be wholly behind that, saying, adrenals, I want you to be healthy. So there is a prayer component to it, where intention has to be there. And if that person isn't in alignment with that prayer, isn't in alignment with that intention, it's not going to work. They have to be willing, openly receiving, just like you would any type of prayer. So it's a co-labor. The originator of the creator of the device, he's always said that, you know, if the person who's getting entrained, the device or the practitioner, if any one of them are not fully engaged, it won't work.
Mm.
So like coaching, they are fully responsible for how well they do.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was all this beautiful marriage.
Yeah. Yeah. I've experienced the quantum biofeedback, and I'm really a pretty practical person, I consider myself. And I'll tell you, it worked. It was really powerful insight for me as far as my intention and where my stress, where I held my stress. And it was all virtual. I still have not met this psychologist coach in person that did this work for me. It was really, really powerful. So I know it may sound to listeners like some woo-woo stuff, and it is, but it also worked for me. It was
amazing. That's the thing about it is that you can do it. remote, you can do it with people hooked up. When it's done remote, though, it's a different process because it isn't true biofeedback. Because in order for it to be true biofeedback, you have to be hooked into a machine. And so that's where it becomes a situation where it is very much a spiritual engagement. It is a prayer thing. It is something that is engaged with, especially legally, on a completely different level.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, hers, I think, is neurofeedback. So that's a good point. Yeah.
But it's similar. It's based on similar technology. So the way that quantum works is like, well, how would you possibly be able to understand where there's stress in my body if you're not anywhere near me? Let's say you're across the United States, because it can. Well, how does a text message go?
Right.
I don't know, but it comes up on my phone and I can read and I can send something back. And not only can I send letters back, I can also send pictures or a movie and they get it within, seconds, in microseconds even, depending. And so how does that work? Well, it doesn't work the same, but that's a good analogy as far as in the quantum space where we have these cells which have atoms inside of them, which is they're more space than they are material. It's that space within which power and everything else moves. I mean, it just flies. It goes from one space to another, and there really is no time and space in between them. I've actually seen people do this, across an ocean, and it works.
Yeah. Yeah. From a simplistic perspective, a good example would be coaching. That a lot of my clients, when they first meet with me, think they visualize themselves meeting with me in person. Yet most of my clients meet with me by phone or FaceTime. And while there's a lot of value to meeting with clients in person, I can sense a person's energy on the phone, on a text, on FaceTime. It's different, but I can still sense it. I can sense their energy when I connect with them in any fashion.
Right. And isn't that amazing?
Isn't that powerful? That. Yeah. I know Bruce has many questions.
Okay, go Bruce.
He's just waiting. At least I hope he is. There he is.
So I'm kind of interested to hear about what's the feedback loop? I mean, is it auditory feedback? Is it a visual feedback? Like how do you know? How does the client know that they're out of balance in some area or another?
Okay, so it depends on what how you're doing a session. So if I have someone hooked up, which is honestly, that's the primary way that I do it, just because I'm a very touchy, hands-on person. I operate a lot on intuition as well. And so for me, being able to see and have that person in my space is much easier. If you've got them hooked up, they're in a head harness again, and they've got ankle and wrist straps on. It is no different than a biofeedback machine. It has an EEG, EKG on it as well. So I can simply turn the screen around and show them that. I'm able to show them areas of stress in their body, like specific, whether it's organs or even within different emotions, And the neat thing is, and I'll extend this one bit further, is that the person that created this machine went into homeopathy. And so a lot of this is based with homeopathics. And what is it that, is your body wanting something? So in the aspect of, is your liver healthy, using that as the example, it's also, here's this homeopathic remedy for high blood pressure or, sadness or whatever, because there's plenty of homeopathic remedies out there. And so those are all put into the machine as well. And so it can see if the body reacts well to a specific homeopathic, like this might be really good for this person. So it's important to either be a homeopath or to work closely with homeopaths so that you can go and say, this is something that might help your body. This is something your body, is kind of craving. It can show nutritional deficiencies. It's kind of like, are you stressed around calcium? Is there stress in your body because there isn't enough calcium or that there's too much calcium? And so it's a screen that we see, and it's numerically based, but something that can easily be shown to them or just talk to them through. And you can definitely tell a difference when, you know, somebody has gone away and focused on, you know, the things that you've talked about in any given session or not. I can't tell you, it's funny with my kids, when I first got this device and I started doing all my practice hours, because I've definitely gotten, you know, more than enough at this point. But when I first started, you know, we would talk about certain things and I'm like, yeah, mom, whatever. And because she's like, oh, she's just bringing home another quirky thing, you know, because I'm constantly, you know, doing whatever. And, you know, they wouldn't listen. I'm like, well, okay, this isn't changing. But then one of them would decide, okay, well, I'll change and see if it can actually tell. And sure enough, they could tell. And they're looking at me going, how is that even possible? So there are many different ways to tell. Now, if it's a subspace session where it's done remotely, again, that's done more along the lines of prayer and intention, just kind of like a remote coaching would be, they would have to, I guess, take my word for it. And I don't know, Jenny, when you said you hadn't met the person that did this with you, did you take what they said for, you know, like as if it was true, or did you kind of have a hard time believing what they were saying?
Well, I had a real hard time believing it until I shared her screen and she was able to show me through her software where my stress was showing up. It wasn't actually stress for me. Well, it was stress, but it was really in regret is what she was sharing with me and where that was showing up in my body. And then she was able to work with me on a positive anchor, going back to the coaching techniques, Bruce, the positive anchor on what was it that, first of all, what was the opposite of regret for me? And it was amazing how it came up immediately, intuitively. I didn't really rationalize it. I just said gratitude for me. Oh, wow. Gratitude. That was such a spiritual moment, an aha moment for me, that gratitude for me was the opposite of regret, because it makes me grateful for anything that's happened to me or anything I've done that I would potentially regret. And then she was able to show through the software where it was showing up in my body, and it was absolutely accurate. Yeah. Where my physical symptoms were. It was amazing.
Jenny, were you hooked up to anything, or were you?
No, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. She had a little bit of information on me from Dr. Gardner, because I was connected to her through Dr. Gardner. And so she had like my name, I think my date of birth, there were like four pieces of data that she had from me, and that was it.
Yeah. And it is astounding, and I can totally see you not believing it at first, because I had a hard time, even though I knew what I was looking at and knew what I was getting into, it still baffled me. I'm like, okay, I need to understand this more. Mm-hmm. So it's fascinating. So
was the computer running during the session and it measured your words, or on the other end, or what was?
And maybe that was it, because it was running while I was talking. And I know it's hard to believe, because I'm super practical, but once I experienced it, it changed my perspective on a few things, on my outlook on a few things that were really weighing heavy on me. And it was amazing.
Yeah. And so, Bruce, so that you can make this, let's put this in a different kind of perspective to help you understand how it's possible to do it remote. So if you were to go in to take, let's say, an atom, and you have an atom in a vacuum where there isn't anything affecting it, and you can either split it or you just have two atoms, and one's here and one's a mile away in a vacuum. If you disturb or you change the motion, the oscillation, or make any change to one atom, literally at the exact same time, the other one will automatically change. So at a quantum level, at an atomic level, subatomic level, everything is connected. Which means that, you know, you doing something wherever it is that you are, in whatever state that you're in, will somehow affect me here where I am, or could have an effect on me here where I am, and not, you know, and ripple kind of through everything because it's all connected. But there are so many things happening all the time that there is just like this ebb and this flow in the earth. And yes, we all do affect one another. And that's why this, there's a big new, because of what we found about how everything really truly is connected. One of the guys who's been a big proponent of this theory for a very long time, and, you know, was one of the ones that celebrated so immensely when they found the radius of a proton, was Nassim Haramein. And his whole idea, and you guys can look this up and even watch the movie, it's called The Connected Universe. And it's brilliant, but it really breaks down the simplicity of how at this quantum level, we are all connected. And it's at this quantum level that really that's where the power is. So we have a hard time understanding that when I go like this and I'm knocking on my desk, I'm not really touching it. Because if atoms are surrounded by electrons and no two electrons can touch, they repel each other. They're just really, 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 really close. If nothing is ever actually touching, how am I doing this? And so it really, quantum physics is something that takes a lot to kind of wrap your head around, but once it clicks, you can't unclick it. And it just is the way you begin to see life. And I really believe that it's something that, you know, is being unlocked in the earth, because we're really supposed to begin to change things because of how messed up things are. And understand that we all affect one another. Our choices affect the planet. You know, that planet then affects us. And so it's this big circle where we're all connected. And so this quantum biofeedback device operates within that realm of thought, that everything is connected. And so she did not have to be hooked up for it to come find her and say, oh, I know you, because the woman who was doing it either maybe had a picture of her or knew who she was, you know, going to, and it can go and find you. Because again, it's a prayer, essentially, is a wonderful way to describe it. Is you're intending on that person. And so the device is going to find that person and connect with it in a space that we can't understand. But if you have any kind of understanding at all about prayer, and you can imagine talking to something, connecting with something that you can't see, but is an energy that exists, it's the same kind of concept. Does that help at all, or to confuse it more?
So you're kind of stepping out on faith that the machine or device is actually reading the other person, mm-hmm, based on the intention and the prayer and stuff like that.
And she correct did have a picture, so that, yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
yeah.
Did she scan the picture, or did she?
She must have.
I guess. Hold the picture up to the computer.
Jenny, did she use your birth date?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the same qualifier that we really need to have as well, if at all possible, is the birth date. Because so, Bruce, you're in your mother's womb, and yes, you're an individual, but yet you're still entwined with her at that moment. But as soon as you're your own individual and you're outside of your mother's womb and you exist independently from her, you have you look electrically, because our bodies are electric, you look electrically like nobody else on the earth, because all the different pieces and parts to you, just, you know, your DNA is unique, your fingerprints are unique. There's nothing about you that is like anybody else on the earth. And so somehow it uses the birth date and saying, okay, this is when you were born. This is where you were born. You made a mark in the quantum field, in that zero point field. You made a mark that nobody else could have ever possibly made. And the only time that I've ever seen it intertwine with people, and again, this is when I have them hooked up, is, you know, sometimes it'll be a husband and he'll show up with a uterine issue. Well, obviously that's not his, but it's his wife, you know, because he's spending time with her. He's sleeping in the bed. He's absorbing her energy. We absorb the energy of people around us that we're with all the time. So, you know, there is obviously, it's not a diagnostic tool, because there's room for interpretation and intuition. Mm-hmm. But because it's not a diagnostic tool, but it is something that can say, hey, this is looking stressed, or hey, this is looking like it's needing some support, you know, because it's stressed or whatever. So it's fascinating. I'd be more than happy to take you through a session sometime, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious, if it's not a diagnostic tool, how does it know if it's a liver issue or a heart issue or another type of issue if you don't know?
Well, and that goes, right, that goes back to SAR codes, and a lot of that has to do with homeopathy and what things look like energetically.
Okay.
And so, like I said, my liver essentially energetically looks the same as your liver. It's the tissue is the same. Liver tissue is liver tissue. I can't go and take kidney tissue and transplant it into a liver and have it take. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it, from a layperson language, is it looking at it more like what is the, where's the energy issue rather than where is the maladaptive issue or the disease issue?
Exactly. Okay. It's looking at energy, and okay, does the energy match health and what optimal looks like, or does energy, you know, is it 1, 2, 3 degrees off of health? Like how far is that disparity? So when this machine operates, you know, it'll go and it'll say, here's your body and this is how your body reacts electrically. And it uses distilled water as the base of zero reaction, because distilled water should have absolutely no reaction within our system, to like cobra venom. Cobra venom is something that we should react really, really high with. So that from there, you have your high and your low. And anything in between is, you know, where it's measured within. So it does have, you know, the parameters of measurement based on how your individual body reacts. Because Bruce, your body is going to react differently than Jenny's will react from mine. We'll all react differently, but we have to get a base and a high.
Sure.
And then, and that's another one of those diagnostics. So there's the science that's behind this machine. Again, it's 20 plus years old, probably 30 years old from the very original design. And there are so many other machines out there. Other people are coming out with different quantum biofeedback machines that operate differently and measure differently and react differently and do different things. So this is just a specific device that I use, but other people use others as well, especially because of the breakthroughs that we've had in science in the last 5 years. There's just going to be more of this, and energetic, I don't say energetic medicine, but that's what it's kind of called globally, is going to become more and more prevalent, which is exciting.
Amazing.
So I find it a perfect match for coaching, because again, it's like, hey, here's a mirror, which is a lot of times when we ask questions in coaching, it's really an opportunity for them to look in a mirror. This is just a mirror that looks at a quantum level within your body. And it does do emotions as well, like you said, Jenny.
Mm.
So it's a fascinating
tool. Oh, go ahead.
So I was just saying it's a fascinating tool. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I feel like we need to have you back for about 4 weeks. So much.
Well, you can have me back after the run, Bruce, and he can talk to you about it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very interesting concept. I know there's other machines that do thermal scans and, you know, are looking at that, right, and detecting, you know, like possible maladaptive things based on the transfer of energy in that space. So right. I totally get it at one level. Just, you know, the long distance thing and then not being connected and what the person is receiving on the other side, you know what I mean?
Sure.
There's a lot of
material, again, in methodologies that are not legal in the United States, but let's say in Australia, South Africa, Europe, this is utilized a lot. People will go see a quantum biofeedback person for a variety of different issues. And there's a lot of research out there between remote and being hooked up that it's not too far off. They operate very closely. And practitioners, I was in Budapest this past fall at a big conference, and people who do work remote almost completely find just as much success as hooking up in the machine, although the inventor will say, no, hooking up in the machine is far superior. But I think that, again, it's intention. And if the person on the other end is intending and everybody is fully engaged, it's in that space where if you do more research into quantum, that's where creative things happen. And I think that's what's being tapped into. It's absolutely a fascinating opportunity, I think, for all of mankind that we've made this great big scientific leap. So I'm very excited to be a part of it, actually.
Amazing. It's just, it's mind boggling. it really is.
Well, it's like the tricorder. It's really no different than what a tricorder was. So if you imagine, if you go back, I know we're running out of time, but if you go to Star Trek and, you know, Doc, he would go and Bones would come out and he would take out his little tricorder and go, blah, 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 you know, he'd go down the person's body and it would read it. And then he'd punch in a couple of little numbers on it. And then he'd scan them right back and it'd be fine. Or they'd type in a little number and they'd inject him with something. And that was all energy based.
Yeah.
You know, and so even back then, these types of things were being dreamed and now we're just seeing them come to pass.
It's like, I couldn't tell you how it works, but I can tell you it works.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. But if you did a little bit of reading, I mean, if you had time and you spent some time reading, you discover, you go, oh, I totally get that. Because again, once you get it, it's, oh, that makes perfect sense. It's kind of like getting a Rubik's Cube, the final cut. It's like, oh, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
I know what it's supposed to be. The same type of thing.
Wow. Bruce?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, I ran a quantitative QEEG lab, you know, in the 90s and did the Penniston protocol. I did all the alpha, theta, neurofeedback, you know, training, right, for addiction and all that original stuff.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine doing that remotely without being hooked up, you know what I mean?
Are you in L.A.? Where are you located?
I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, you're in Dallas. Well, maybe I'll just have to make another trip down to Dallas and come show you.
I think we need a demo.
That's the disconnect there. You know, I understand we all have our unique place and time in the universe and popping out and becoming our own sentient being. And you know what I mean? That leaves a marker I understand that, but, you know, that would be an interesting discussion to see how the person on the other side's equipment can find that. I'm also a ham operator, right? So we do
technology,
you know, Morse code, and you know, you just have sending and receiving signals. You know what I mean? You have to.
That's excellent.
You have to have transmission. You have to have decoding, and there has to be an explanation on how that's decoded. And
be a lot of. I think I might have to come find you because I think
you have to come down. Yeah, you got to come down for a live demo.
I hear you. Yeah. So no, I'm definitely a skeptic on the remote. So, but yeah, learn more about that as time goes on. You know,
yeah, that sounds really good. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. I think this has been wonderful. Thank you very much for letting me share.
It has been wonderful. Love your excitement and energy about it, and it's obvious, Catherine, you have so much knowledge about this modality. So hope we can continue discussion on this. And I'll turn it over to Bruce. And thanks again.
Well, how can our listeners reach you if they have questions and comments, or even want to engage in your services? How can folks reach you?
Okay, so I have a coaching website and a quantum biofeedback website. So the easiest way to do it is myqcl.com. So it's myqcl.com, which stands for Quantum Calibrated Life. Quantum Calibrated Life is my quantum biofeedback site. And then qclcoaching.com would be the coaching site. So They're interconnected, you know, one will bounce you to the other a little bit, but they're slightly different for different purposes. So either way.
Awesome. I like that brand too. That's a nice, or your title. That's my quantum.
Thank you.
UCL. That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. So, well, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show today and telling us about your work. Very, very interesting.
Bruce,
I'll keep it. It's a good thing we're on radio, right? Because you can't see my face. But
it's good. It's good. You got to come down here now, Catherine.
I'm wearing a bald. I'm wearing a bald spot on my temple right now. But yeah. Well, good. Thanks for coming on the show. And folks, don't forget to come by our webpage, our Facebook page on the Concierge Coaches Show. Also, our shows are archived on the LA Talk Radio site. So when you go to latalkradio.com, go to the Concierge Coaches Show, and every show we've ever done is there for you. And also, our shows are on iTunes. And so if you go to iTunes and type in Concierge Coaches Show, all our shows are on there as well. We have a little summary of each show on there. And this show will be on the LA Talk Radio site pretty soon and on probably iTunes by next week. So, folks, thanks for listening today. And don't forget to check in with us next week here on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. And we'll have another exciting guest and or program talking about another facet of coaching. So be with us at that time. So have a great day and a great week. And bless you all. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.